哈利路亚，愿大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with everyone.
今天晚上我们讲的题目是生命之道。
Today we'll be talking about the topic hearing the word of life.
我们分成三个部分来讲。
And we'll split it into three sections.
就是生命之道的三部曲。第一个部分就是听见生命之道。
The first portion is to hearken or to listen to the word of life.
我们最近在读约翰一二三书。
Let us first read 1 John chapter 1.
我们最近在读。
Oh, we have recently read 1 John.
约翰一二三书最主要里面所讲的就是生命之道。
And what is talked about in the book of 1 John is the word of life.
什么叫生命之道？
What is the word of life?
就是这个东西啊，这个道啊，是有生命的。
That is, this word has life.
今天如果你打开圣经啊，突然间圣经里面长一棵树出来，你会觉得很神奇。
If you read the Bible and you see a tree growing out of it, you will feel that this is very amazing.
如果还长一些苹果啊、橘子啊出来，你会觉得说，哇，这个太神奇了。
And if there are apples or oranges growing from out of it, then you'll feel it's miraculous.
你在外面院子里面看到你的果树长出来了啊，你会知道有生命。
When you see a tree growing from your garden, you will know that there's life.
那到底神的道会长出什么？
What type of fruit does the word of God bear?
神的道就会长出生命。
The word of God bears the fruit of life.
因为有生命的东西才能够产生生命。
Because only what which has life will bear life.
所以神的道是有生命，也可以产生属灵的生命。
That is why the word of God has life and will bear the fruit of spiritual life.
我们看约翰一书的第一章。
Let us read the book of 1 John.
第一节。
Verse 1.
约翰一书一章第一节。
First John chapter one verse one。
我们一起大声读。
Let us read it together。
约翰一书一章一节。
First John chapter one。
一二三。
Verse one。
论到从起初原有的生命之道，这是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。这里约翰告诉我们，神的道是从起初就有的。
Here, John is telling us that the word existed from the beginning.
因为创世纪第一章第一节。
Because in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
这个宇宙的开始就是神来开始的。
It says that the beginning of the universe is starting from God.
是神创造的。
This is created by God.
那在这里所讲的这个生命之道呢，是一开始就有。
So therefore, the word of life was there from the very beginning.
那可以分成三个部分来体验。
And we can experience it in three ways.
第一个部分
The first.
你要先听见这个生命之道。
The first, we must listen to this word of life.
第二，我们要亲眼看过。
And secondly, we must see it with our own eyes.
第三个部分，要亲手摸过。
And thirdly, we must touch it with our hands.
其实这三部曲啊，就是告诉我们每一个人的信仰要怎么来慢慢的建立。
These three portions tell us how each and every one of us must establish our faith.
今天晚上呢，我们先来讲这个第一点。
The first tonight that we'll talk about.
我们所听见的生命的这个道理。
The word of life which we have heard.
所以要用耳朵听。
We must use our ears to hear.
不单只是用耳朵听，还要用心来听。
Not only do we use our ears, we also use our hearts.
那我们先来看看约翰一书一章一节，跟约翰福音一章一节非常的接近。
First John chapter 1 verse 1 and First John and the book of John chapter 1 verse 1 are very similar.
我们看约翰福音一章一节。
Let's read John chapter 1 verse 1.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。好，这一节我们要把它画下来。
This is a verse that we should underline.
因为这是对神观的一个非常重要的解释。
Because this is a very important concept about God that's contained here.
这里说，在这个宇宙万物一开始的时候，已经有道了。
It says, in the beginning, when the universe existed, already there was the word.
就是这个道呢，比物质界还早存在。
And this word existed before all material things.
这个道原文就是 logos, 就是可以翻成声音或者一种教训。
In the original text, the word means logos, which could mean sound or could also mean teaching.
我们知道一个声音是很抽象的。
We know that a sound could be very abstract.
除非你听得到它。
Unless you could hear it.
不然它对你来说没有任何的意义。
If you can't hear it, then it means nothing to you.
但是我们知道这个道一开始是它是抽象的，它是属灵界的。
In the beginning, the word was very abstract. It belonged to the spiritual realm.
其实啊，这个道啊。最后一句这里说，就是神本身。
At the last phrase, it says the word was God.
就是神就是道，他是属灵的。
So God, is the word, and he is spirit.
他是抽象的。
He is abstract.
所以怎么去理解他呢？
How can you understand him?
除非他让你理解，不然你理解不了。
You cannot understand him unless he allows you to understand him.
啊，就好像人跟动物。
For example, men and animals.
我们养的宠物。
When we raise pets.
我们的宠物可以了解我们内心的想法吗？
Can our pets understand what we feel in our hearts?
啊，没有办法。
They don't have the ability to do that.
啊，他大概感受到你开心或是不开心。
Perhaps he can feel whether or not you're happy or unhappy.
但是太复杂的思想呢，他就理解不了。
But he cannot understand the more complex thoughts.
因为他没有人的灵啊。
Because he does not have the spirit of man.
啊，同样呢，我们本来不了解神这个道。
Likewise, we also do not understand the word of God in the beginning.
但是神让我们理解他。
But God allowed us to understand.
因为我们人是要救赎。
Because man requires redemption.
因为始祖犯罪得罪了神。
Because in the beginning we had sin and we sinned against God.
啊，所以神为了要救人啊。
Because God wanted to save man.
他要成为一个人。
He wants to become a man.
住在我们中间。
To live in the midst of us.
我们看刚刚所看的约翰福音的第一章十四节。
Let us read, John chapter 14.
Chapter 1.
Chapter 1.
约翰福音一章的十四节。
John chapter 1, verse 14.
一起读。
Let's read together.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间。充充满满的有恩典，有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。哦，这里说这个声音啊，这个道啊，成为一个肉身。
Here it tells us the sound, this word became flesh.
这是我们刚刚讲过了，道其实就是神。
That's what we said before, that word is God.
他为了要救赎人类。
And because he wanted to save mankind,
他要走进我们的时间空间里面。
He needed to come into our space and time.
所以他要变成一个人呢。
So he became a man.
哇，所以他变成一个人呢，我们才有办法听见他的声音呢。
Only when he became a man could we hear his voice.
因为他的声音会带给我们两样东西。
Because his voice will bring us two things.
这个生命之道会带给我们两样东西。
This word of life will bring us two things.
啊，带给我们什么呢？
What does he bring us?
啊，我们再看一章的约翰一章的十七节。
Let's read John chapter 1 verse 17.
约翰福音一章十七节。
John chapter 1 verse 17.
一二三，律法本是藉着摩西传的，恩典和真理都由耶稣基督来的。主耶稣来之前的一千五百年，摩西也传过一些教训。
1500 years before Jesus came, Moses also gave some teachings.
但是那个是律法。
But that was the law.
但是主耶稣来传的不一样。
What Jesus came to preach was different.
他来了所带来这个声音啊，这个道啊，会带给我们两样东西。
When he came, his voice brought us two things.
第一就是恩典。
First is grace.
我们今天为什么会信主？
Why do we believe in God today?
因为神的话充满恩典。
Because the word of God is full of grace.
他有时候会安慰我们的心灵。
Sometimes he will comfort our spirit.
有时候会解决我们的问题。
Sometimes he will solve a problem.
有时候会把我们从痛苦、从病痛、从魔鬼的辖制当中来拯救出来。
Sometimes he will deliver us from pain or under the grasp of Satan.
所以我们看我们早一代的，或是早两代、三代的信徒。
Perhaps one generation or two generations before us.
他们为什么会来信主？
Why did they come to believe in God?
都是得到神的恩典。
Because they received the grace of God.
那后来呢？神的道呢，还带来了就是真理。
Then the voice of God also brings truth.
就主耶稣会带来真理。
Jesus will bring truth.
就是怎么样才能够得救？
That is how to be saved.
哇，所以啊，你要听见这个声音很重要。
That's why we need to listen to this voice.
因为这个声音里面，这个真生命之道里面有恩典，有真理。
Because in this voice there's grace and truth.
像我们今天晚上为什么来聚会？
Why do we come to church tonight?
哦，虽然身体那么累了，忙了一个星期。
Although we've been busy the entire week and we're very tired.
但是我们要来听生命之道啊。
We want to come and listen to this word of life.
因为我们相信神的道里面有他的恩典。
Because we believe that within these words of God there is grace.
你照我去做，就会得恩典。
And if we do according to this word, then we will receive grace.
神的道有真理。
And in this word, there is truth.
你照着去做，以后可以去天国。
If we do according to his word, then in the future we go to heaven.
可以说恩典呢，物质的恩典呢，是今生的。
So the material grace is for this life.
真理是为了要得永生。
But truth is for eternal life.
所以说，生命之道重不重要？
Do you say that this word of life is important or not?
太重要。
It is very important.
那我们怎么样去体验这个生命之道呢？
How do we experience this word of life?
我们刚刚读过约翰一书一章一节告诉我们了。
We've read 1 First John chapter 1.
第一个步骤，这是你要用耳朵去听生命之道。
And that says we must use our ears to listen to it.
啊，主耶稣来世界之前。
When Jesus came, before Jesus came to earth.
天使已经告诉百姓。
The angels already told people.
告诉大家，你们要准备听。
They told people that they must prepare themselves to listen.
主耶稣这个生命之道会带来什么的改变？
What type of change will this word bring?
我们看马太福音的一章二十一节。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 1 verse 21.
马太一章二十一节。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 21.
我们一起读。一二三。他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。为什么要听生命之道？
Why do we need to listen to this word of life?
你为什么坐在这里？
Why do you sit here?
为什么信主？
Why do we believe in God?
因为神要把我们从罪恶里面救出来啊。
Because God wants to save us from our sins.
始祖亚当夏娃是因为犯罪失去了生命。
Our forefathers Adam and EveSin, and so they lost their life.
神要把这个生命还给我们。
But God wants to return this life to us.
要把我们从罪里面拉出来。
He wants to pull us away from sin.
我们知道啊，魔鬼是把我们拉到罪里面。
We know that Satan will pull us into sin.
神要把我们从罪当中又拉出来。
But God wants to pull us out of sin.
所以其实我们心里面呢，每天都在拔河啊。
That is why in our hearts there's a battle every day.
魔鬼想要把你拉到世界。
So there's a tug of war going because the devil wants to pull us to the earth.
让你离开神，离开真理。
He wants us to depart from God and depart from the truth.
让你犯罪。
He wants us to sin.
神要把你拉出来。
But God wants to pull us out.
那怎么可以被拉出来呢？
How is it that we can be pulled out?
这条生命的绳就是生命之道。
This way is the word of life.
比如说你掉到井里面，人家把你拉出来，掉给你绳子，你要把它抓得紧紧的。
For example, if you fall into a well, someone will throw your rope, but you have to hang onto this rope very tightly.
啊，你要把它围在自己身上，最好是卡在这个腋下。
You have to put the rope around you under your arms.
啊，你抓紧这个绳子。
You hang on tightly to this rope.
你就可以被拉出来。
Then you will be able to be pulled out.
所以要听生命之道，这是我们被拉出来一个关键。
So we need to listen to the word of truth, and this is how we will be pulled out.
我们不要轻看我们现在所听这个道理。
Let us not despise the truth that we hear today.
不要觉得说，哎呀，老师都讲一样的，每个礼拜都听了几十年了。
We should not just say the teachers have taught us this before, and we've listened to it for decades.
其实神的道啊，每一句话都有力量。
Because every word of God contains power.
最大的力量是什么？
What is the greatest power?
最大的力量。连科学家都做不到的力量是什么？
What is the power that even the scientists, even science does not have?
就是创世纪第一章第一节。
That is Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
我们看创世纪一章一节。
Let us read Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪一章第一节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
一起读。一二三。起初神创造天地。这里说起初神创造天地。
Here it tells us that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
科学家都没有办法做到的就是创造。
What science cannot do is creation.
创造的定义就是从没有到有。
Creation means from nothing to something.
从零到一，这个是最大的壕沟。
This is the greatest chasm.
你从一变二，这个不难。
It's not difficult to make one into two.
比如说细胞分裂，哎，一直分裂，一直分裂下去，本来一个细胞，但是长大了会变成一个人啊，分裂，然后长出来了，就变成一个人啊，一个 baby 啊。
For example, when a cell divides, it'll divide into two and then more, and eventually become a person.
这个是我们读生物学都读过的细胞的分裂。
So if you've learned biology, then you would learn about this division.
但是你没有细胞，怎么样来分裂呢？
But if you do not have a cell, then how would there be this division of cells?
或者是从无机物变成有机物，怎么变呢？
Or how would
from inorganic to organic?
Or how would you go from inorganic to organic?
这个是再怎么几千万年都不会从无机变有机的。
Because no matter how much time has passed, inorganic would simply not become organic.
你一块石头放一百万年还是石头，它不会变成一个马铃薯的。
If you put a stone and wait for it for 1,000 years, it will not become a potato.
或者是你没有东西。把这个真空的东西放在那边，再一万年也不会里面产生一些细菌啊，或者是一些水分啊，这不会的。
And if you take an empty box and leave it around for a few thousand years, there will be no life in it.
因为没有一个科学家，人类没有这种创造的能力。
Because no scientist, no person has this ability to create
life.
Life.
换句话来说，就是人没有办法创造生命。
That That's to say that man does not have the ability to create life.
但是神有办法创造生命。
But God has this ability to create life.
因为神本身就是生命。
Because God himself is life.
他是一切生命的源头。
He is the origin of all life.
那神的生怎么当初来怎么创造生命呢？
How did he create life?
你看，我们看第二、第三节。
Let us read verse 2 and verse 3.
我们先大声读啊。
Let's read out loud.
大声一点啊。一二三。地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。三节，神说要有光，就有了光。这里神怎么创造天地？
How did God create the heavens and the earth?
第一，讲到神的灵。
The first talks about the spirit of God.
神的灵运行在水面上。
And the spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
再来，神说。
And then God said.
所以重点就是神的灵跟神的话。
The important things are the spirit of God and God's word.
其实圣经告诉我们，神的灵跟神的话是二合为一的，是一体的。
The Bible actually tells us that the Spirit of God and the Word of God are actually one.
神的灵就是神的话。
Because the Spirit of God is God's Word.
因为神本身就是道啊，记不记得？
Because,
神本身就是道，就是话。
Because in the beginning, God is the Word, was the Word, and God is this Word of life.
那圣经也说神就是灵啊，但神不是物质啊。
And the Bible also tells us that God is Spirit; He's not material.
所以。原来最大的能力就是神的话。
The greatest power is the word of God.
他可以从无创造到有。
He can create from nothing to something.
然后也可以把没有生命变成有生命。
And he can create from no life to life.
甚至呢，他可以把黑暗的世界本来是没有任何光的，他就把光照进去了。
He can also let a light shine upon this dark earth.
我们知道光就是能量。
We know that light is this power.
这个世界
energy.
这个世界没有光，就没有任何的能量。
And if there's no light in this earth, then there's no energy.
所有地球上里面的能量，其实源头都是在于有光。
And all the energy in this earth comes from this light.
你看，我们烧的石油啊。
Let us look at this petroleum that we burn.
在地底下从哪里来的？
Where does it come from? It comes from the earth.
就是以前的树木啊、动物啊、尸体啊，变成石油的。
It's all of the animals and the vegetation from before that has become into this petroleum.
那没有光，哪有那些能量藏在地底下？
If there's no light, then this energy would not be stored in the ground.
但是这里第三节所说的光，并不是指着物质的太阳的光。
This light in verse 3 does not refer to the light of the sun.
是神的灵的这种灵光啊。
It is actually spiritual light.
所以这个超越科技的，让我们可以理解了。
This is beyond what we can understand through science.
但是凭着信心，我们相信神的话讲出来，神的灵运行，这个世界就将成就。
But through our faith, we believe that this earth came to be because of what God has said.
所以这个观念很重要啊。
This is a very important concept.
物质界还有我们的生命的源头是从神的话开始。
The material things of this earth and also the beginning of our life started because of God.
没有神的话，没有我们这些生命。
And if there is no word of God, then we will not have this life.
没有神的话，没有这个地球，没有这个宇宙。
If there is no word of God, then there will be no earth and there will be no universe.
你科学再怎么研究，不可能超过神的话语。
No matter what science examines, it cannot go beyond what God has said.
因为神的话就是一种奥秘，一种力量。
Because God's word is this mystery and it is this power.
所以我们今天所领受的这种福音啊，这种生命之道。
This gospel that we receive and this word of life that we have received today
是非常的宝贵，是生命来的。
Is truly precious because it is life.
我们看约翰福音的六章六十三节。
Let us read John chapter 6 verse 63.
约翰六章六十三节。
John chapter 6 verse 63.
我们一起读。约翰福音六章六十三节。
John chapter 6 verse 63.
我们一起大声读啊，一二三。叫人活着的乃是灵。肉体是无一的，我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。这里说神所，主耶稣对我们所说的话就是生命，就是灵。
This tells us that the words that Jesus has spoken to us are spirit and they are life.
所以为什么叫生命之道？
Why is it called the word of life?
我们坐在这边听道理啊，其实就是在吸收神的生命。
Today, when we listen to the word of God, we are absorbing this life.
你在打开圣经的时候，你就是吸收神的生命。
When we are opening our Bibles, we are absorbing the word of the life of God.
神的灵在里面会运行啊！你在读圣经，神的灵会运行在你心里。
The Spirit of God will move within us when we actually read the Bible.
我再重复一次，当你在读神的话的时候
，When we read the word of God,
配合你的祷告
，And when we pray,
神的灵啊会在你心中运行。
Then the word of God will move in, the spirit of God will move in our hearts.
会给你生命。
He will give us life.
或者我们在座那边听道理，神的生命就一直源源不绝的进来了。
And when we listen to the word of God, the spirit of God constantly flows into us.
为什么亚当躺在那边死翘翘，神一跟他吹气，他就活过来了？
Why was Adam just a person without life lying there and then God blew a breath into him and then he had life?
因为神的话是有生命力。
Because the word of God has life.
那我们今天有没有把这个观念放在我们的心里面？
Do we put this concept into our hearts?
好，那我们再来看啊，那我怎么样来听见这个生命之道呢？
How do we listen to these words of life?
我们打开马太福音四章十七节。
Let us read Matthew chapter 4 verse 17.
马太福音四章十七节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 17.
四章十七节。
4 verse 17.
我们一起读四章十七节，一二三。从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”啊，耶稣来到世上，三十岁才出来传福音。
Jesus came to the earth, and at the age of 30, he came out and preached the gospel.
所以他开始传起道来了。
He began to preach the word.
原来要听见这个生命之道，主耶稣要出来传道。
In order to listen to this word of God, then Jesus first needs to preach it.
他要牺牲他原来的工作。
He needs to give up his old occupation.
甚至呢，他的家庭。
He needs to give up his family life.
他要起来传道。
He needs to get up and preach.
所以这句话，第一句话，天国的生命之道，第一句话是天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And what he said at first was, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near."
如果把主耶稣所讲的话，把它浓缩成为两句话。
If we summarize Jesus' words into two phrases,
就是第一就是天国近了。
The first is the kingdom of heaven is near.
第二就是你们要怎么做，就是要悔改。
And the second is what should you do? That is to repent.
这就是我们得生命的这种原因跟动力啊。
This is the compulsion that we have to receive this life.
那我们再来看二十三节。
Let us read 23.
这个生命之道啊，其实就是天国的福音。
This word of life is the gospel of heaven.
我们看四章二十三节。
Let us read chapter 4, verse 23.
我们一起读，一二三。耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的病症。这个生命之道呢，就是天国的福音了。
The word of life is the good news of the kingdom of heaven.
哇，这个很重要，好消息啊。
This is good news.
今天有什么好消息？
What good news is there today?
在报纸上面没有一样是好消息的。
In the newspapers, there's not one bit of good news.
天天都在报坏消息。
It always talks about the bad news.
经济的坏消息。
It talks about the harsh financial times.
政治的坏消息。
It talks about wars.
环境变化的坏消息。
It talks about the bad news regarding change.
没有好消息。
There's no good news.
但是真正的好消息是什么？
What is the real good news?
怎么可以脱离罪？怎么可以有新的生命？
How we can depart from sin and how we can have a new life?
怎么可以医治你的内心？
How can we heal our inner hearts?
怎么来挽救你的家庭？
How can we make our families harmonious?
所以我们来看二十三节里面特别讲到是医治各样的病症。
Verse 23 tells us that it heals every disease.
生命之道是要来医治你的。
The word of life comes to heal us.
你可能说我没有病啊，医治什么？
Perhaps we say I have no disease. What do I need healing for?
没有错，你可能肉体很健康。
True enough, our bodies may be very healthy.
就算不健康，现在看加拿大有免费健保，开刀也不用钱，看医生也不用钱。
And even if you're unhealthy, you can get healthcare for free and even have surgery for free.
为什么需要耶稣？
Why do I need Jesus?
今天你肉体没有病。
Today, in your bodies, you have no disease.
但是你心灵可能有病啊。
But perhaps you're diseased in your heart.
可能心中有很多的烦恼跟忧郁啊。
Perhaps we have many anxieties and also frustrations in our hearts.
我们可能睡不着啊。
Perhaps we cannot even sleep.
也许我们有一些东西捆绑着我们啊，有一些罪在捆绑我们。
Perhaps some sin or something else is binding us.
也许我们家庭出了问题啊。
Sometimes there are problems in our families.
有时候我们人与人之间，家庭成员也出了一些问题啊。
Sometimes we have problems interacting with people and within our homes as well.
所以我们的心是要医治。
Our hearts need healing.
我们的婚姻是要医治。
Our marriages need healing.
那家庭是要医治。
Our families need healing.
请问谁可以医治你？
Who can heal you?
医生医治不了你。
The physicians cannot heal you.
因为这是生命的问题。
Because this is a problem of life.
不是身体的问题。
It's not a problem of the body.
心理医生也医不了你。
And the psychiatrist cannot heal you.
谁可以医治你？
Who can heal you?
可以将你生命改变的那一位可以医治你。
Only person that can change your life can heal you.
就是耶稣基督啊。
And that is Jesus Christ.
他是神成为肉身，神成为人的样子来到世上，要给你永生之道。
Because he is the God which has come into the flesh, into this world to give us this word of life.
那你准备好天接受天国的福音没有？
So have you taken hold of this good news of heaven?
有一些人说我信主很久了，这个天国的福音是慕道者听的，不是我听的。
Some people say I am an old believer, so this good news of the kingdom of heaven is for the new believers and for true seekers, not me.
其实不是。
This is wrong.
我们信了主那么久，还是需要改变。
Even though we believe in God for a long time, we still need to change.
因为我们心中有病。
Because we have sickness in our hearts.
所以我们需要神来帮助我们。
That is why we need God to help us.
所以这个是天国的福音，不是地上的福音。
This is the good news of the kingdom of heaven, not of the earth.
不是教人家赚钱啊，或者是成功的福音。
It's not teaching us how to be successful nor wealthy.
今天很多布道家、其他的教派，他们所讲的是成功的福音。
Lots of churches today preach the gospel of prosperity.
啊，怎么样来得到福气？怎么来可以赚更多钱？
How can we earn more money and how can we have more blessings?
但是那个不是天国的福音。
But this is not the good news of the kingdom of heaven.
生命之道是天国的福音。
The word of life is this good news of the kingdom of heaven.
不但指以后要去天国。
Not only do we enter into heaven later.
是神怎么样把天国放在你的心里。
It is how God will place the kingdom of heaven within our hearts.
再重复一次，不是怎么去天国而已。
This truth is not just about how we get to heaven in the future.
是神怎么把天国放在你的里面。
It's how God places the kingdom of heaven in our hearts.
譬如说你的心里很不平安，不是天国。
For example, if our hearts have no peace, then this is not heaven.
神可以把你变成天国。
But God can change our hearts into the kingdom of heaven.
譬如说你家里不平安。
For example, our families may lack peace.
夫妻常常吵架。
The couple often, the husband and wife often fight.
不是天国啊。
This is not heaven.
有些人说我家里像地狱啊，不想回家。
Some people say that my family is like hell. I do not wish to go home.
但是如果你真正的相信、领受、听见这个生命之道
，But if you truly listen to this word of life,
神可以把你的家变回来天国。
God can change your home into heaven.
这个是关键的生命之道啊。
This is the concept about the word of life.
但是怎么样把家里跟心里变成天国。
How is it that our hearts and our families can become the kingdom of heaven?
这个生命之道的关键是在哪里？
Where's the crux of all of this?
再看回来刚刚马太四章十七节。
Let us read Matthew chapter 4 verse 17.
这句话是马太福音里面最重要的。
This is a very important verse in the book of Matthew.
我们看马太四章十七节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 17.
一起读，一二三。从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说：“天国近了。”你们应当悔改。原来永生之道、生命之道的关键就是要听得进去。
So the first concept about this word of life is that we must listen to it.
听不是只耳朵听而已啊。
Listening is just not with our ears.
如果耳朵听，但是没有听进去。
If we have just heard the word with our ears, but it has not actually dwelled within us,
是不会改变的。
Then it will not change us.
不会悔改的。
We will not repent.
你想想看，如果我们坐在这边听。
If we sit here and listen,
听一个钟头
we listen for an hour,
或者我们打开圣经看
or we open the Bible to look,
觉得每次都是讲这样的
and we feel that the message is the same old,
对我没有什么用
it's no use to us,
或是不是在讲我
because we feel it does not talk to us,
我没有需要改变
I don't have the need to change,
是别人需要改
only other people need to change,
那你就没有听进去了
then we have not truly listened to this word,
真正的听着这个生命之道
if we truly listen to this word of life,
听了之后真的听进去会悔改
If we truly listen and it comes into our hearts we will really repent
哇我这个差太远我怎么跟圣经的标准差那么远呢
We will feel how come we are so far away from the standards of the Bible
哎呀我怎么那么多罪呢
Why do I have so much sin
为什么没有按照圣经的道理去行呢
Why have I not done according to the commands of the Bible
所以我才那么痛苦呢
That is why I'm in so much pain
好我今天要悔改
Today I will repent
我要回到神的道理上面。
I will return to the word of God.
好了，有听进去了。
Then I've listened to it.
所以主耶稣来就是让我们听见这个生命之道。
Jesus came here to allow us to listen to this word of life.
但是关键是有没有听进去。
But the crux of the matter is whether or not we have really listened to it.
哦，现在在飞机上面啊，机场里面啊，大家一坐下来了，耳机就戴起来了。
When I am on the plane, everyone sits down and puts earphones on.
我发觉现在坐飞机也没人讲话。
Right now, when we take the plane, no one talks.
10年前、20年前，那就嘿跟隔壁那个寒暄一下啊，讲两句话。现在都不会有人讲话了。
10 or 20 years ago, you'll talk to your neighbor, but now no one speaks.
为什么
？Why？
因为大家都戴着耳机。
Because everyone puts in earphones.
一坐下来就听他们要听的啊，要看他们爱看的。
When they sit down, they listen to what they want to listen to, and they read or look at what they want to look at.
连那个空中小姐在讲那个安全的那种东西的时候，也没人在听。
And when the flight attendants talk about the safety matters, no one listens.
有时候坐在那个 emergency exit.
Sometimes I sit by the emergency exit.
那空姐就来了，说你们几个人听得见吗？会听英文吗
？And the flight attendant comes by and says, "Have you heard? And do you understand English?"
我说会啊。
They say yes.
他们说你们的耳机给我拿下来。
Put down your earphones.
啊，为什么
？Why?
你一定要专心听他讲话，因为这个是等一下整台飞机的人的命在你们手上啊。
Because you must focus on what I have to say, because the lives of everyone on this plane are in your hands.
你要知道怎么打开那个门逃生啊。
You must need to know how to open these doors so everyone can flee.
因为你坐在这个最重要的位置。
You're sitting in the most important spot.
一着火了，一紧急降落了，或者是机长说要出去了，你就开那个门了。
If there's a fire or an emergency, then you must open these doors.
如果你不会开。
If you don't know how to open them.
你没有留心听。
And you have not focused and listened.
不单是你自己死。
Not only will you die.
整台飞机的人可能都死掉。
Perhaps everyone on board will die.
你可能只有一分钟可以逃生而已。
You may only have 1 minute to flee for your lives.
所以主耶稣也说啊，天国近了。
That is why Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is near.
神给你的机会来了。
The opportunity that God's giving you will come.
还有机会，但是时间不是太多。
You still have your chance, but time is not much.
那要悔改，要改变了。
That is why we must change and repent.
所以这个天国的福音呢，这个永生之道呢，是耶稣传的，可以听见的。
The word of life is spread by Jesus Christ, and we can hear it.
那听的时候呢，有两种的表现。
When we listen to it, we will have, two things may happen.
我们看马太福音十三章十二节。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章十二节。
Matthew chapter 13 verse 12.
我们从十一节开始看。
From verse 11.
一二三，耶稣回答说：“因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。”就是说天国的奥秘就是永生之道啊。
This is the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, which is the word of life.
大家知道吗？原来我们现在所听的是一个非常关键的秘密。
Does everyone know that what we're listening to is top secret?
是一个 mystery of the kingdom of heaven, 天国的奥秘哦。
It's the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
外面的人就听不懂了。
People outside do not understand it.
里面的人会听得懂，外面的人听不懂。
Those who are inside understand it, but those who are outside do not.
所以这个永生之道不是你要听就听得懂。
If you want to listen to this word of life, then you must understand it.
神拣选你。
God has chosen you.
开你的心门。
He's opened the doors of your hearts.
你才会听得懂。
Only then will you understand the words.
你会觉得很宝贵。
You will feel that it's very precious.
如果你的心很硬。
But if your hearts are hardened.
你也会听不懂。
Then you do not understand it.
所以有两种听的人。
There are two types of listeners.
我们看十二节。
Let us read verse 12.
一二三。凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；凡没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。这是讲什么？
What is this talking about?
这是讲第十一节所说的天国的奥秘，你怎么听啊？
It's talking about the secrets of the kingdom of heaven and how we listen to it.
大家都坐在这里听一样的道理。
Everyone is sitting here listening to the same type of truth.
大家都打开这一本圣经，看一样的这个字。
Everyone is opening the same Bibles and they're reading the same words.
但是会有两种不同的听法。
But there are two ways of listening.
第一种人。
The first.
这是有听进去的。
The first are those who have heard it.
就是有啊，凡有听啊，有就是有听进去啊。
That it means that they've actually heard it.
听进去这个天国的奥秘。
They've listened to and heard the secrets of the kingdom of heaven.
听进去这个生命之道。
And they will have listened and heard the word of life.
觉得这个是讲我的，是讲我自己的，我太缺乏了。
They feel that the words are for them, and that they feel that they are truly coming short.
我是个罪人，我每次听完道之后，回家都觉得自己罪业深重，都是个太亏欠神的人。
Every time I listen to the word of God, I feel that I'm a sinner and that I have fallen short of God.
不是帮别人听哦，你是觉得自己很亏欠。
They do not listen for others, but they themselves feel that they have come short.
那主耶稣就会加给你更多恩典了。
Then God will give you even more grace.
你的理解就会更深入。
Then you will have even greater understanding.
你就越喜欢神的道。
You will love God's word even more.
但是如果你没有听呢，没有的呢，就是没有心听，你没有谦卑的心去接受了。
Those who do not listen are those who do not have a humble heart to receive the word.
就像这个撒种的比喻，其实这个是讲撒种的比喻里面呢。
This is talking about the parable of the sower.
因为在马太福音十三章里面一直都在讲撒种的比喻。
Because Matthew chapter 13 talks about the parable of the sower.
你听不进去，就是那个硬土地。
If you can't listen to the word of God, then you are this hard ground.
其实，比如说我们现在坐这边啊，如果我们的心很硬，哎呀，这个我不想听啊。
For example, if we sit here today and our hearts are hard, then we do not want to listen to this word.
为什么老是针对我？为什么讲我？
Why is this teacher always accusing me and talking about me?
你的心很硬。
We have hard hearts.
那就没有了，你原来有的都给你拿走了。
So what you had before is taken away from you.
这个魔鬼啊，就是那个鸟啊，这个比喻当中的那个鸟啊。
The evil one is prefigured these birds.
就会把那个落在硬土地里面的种子就拿走了。
They will take away the seed sown upon this hardened heart.
所以弟兄姐妹啊，如果有时候我们安息日一整天啊，或者是聚完会一个钟头啊，回去头脑空空的。
So brothers and sisters, if after Sabbath day or after an hour, our brain is empty.
人家问你今天晚上听了什么啊？
Today people ask you, what did you hear today?
整天安息日听了什么啊？
What did you hear during the entire Sabbath?
宗教教育听了什么啊？
In your RE class, what have you heard?
不知道耶。
And we say, I don't know.
忘记了。
I've forgotten.
或是根本没听进去。
We have not heard the word at all.
哇，你心中很多飞鸟啊，这是魔鬼在做工啊，把神的道拿走啊。
Then there are many of these birds in your hearts that have snatched away these words.
没有听进去。
Because we have not even listened.
生命之道是要用听的。
The word of life is meant for listening.
真的要听进去。
We truly must listen to it so that it dwells in us.
哇，觉得这个是我太亏欠神了，我要改变了。
We must truly feel that we've really fallen short of God and that we must change.
那有时候呢，我们没有这种改变。
Why is it that we don't have this change?
我们看十四节、十五节。
Let us read verse 14 and 15.
马太福音十三章十四节、十五节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 14 and 15.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
一二三，在他们身上竟应那以赛亚的预言说：“你们听是要听见，却不明白；看是要看见，却不晓得。”十五节。
15。
因为这百姓有蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。原来啊，在主耶稣来之前几百年，约以赛亚先知已经有这个预言了。
A few hundred years before the coming of Jesus, prophet Isaiah already had this prophecy.
不是每一个听见的人都会对他有帮助的。
Not everyone who listens will be edified.
以色列人是听到最多神的话的民族。
The nation that's heard the word of God the most are the Israelites.
从出埃及到主耶稣那个年代，神派了很多先知去传福音、传警告、提醒他们。
From the time that they left Egypt to the time of Jesus Christ, God had sent many prophets to teach them.
但是他们从来都不听。
But none of them listened.
为什么？
Why?
因为心很硬。
Because their hearts are hard.
好，你硬，神就让你随便你硬，任凭你硬。
And because your hearts are hard, God has let you become this way.
你不想听，神就好，让油让你的心变得蒙住了。油这里说油蒙了心呢。
And because you don't want to listen, God allows your heart to be covered.
哇，这里形容得很透彻，这里说油啊，把这个心包住了。
So this tells us that our hearts are actually covered.
然后呢，耳朵发沉了，耳朵好像老人家重听一样。
And the ears are
heavy 啊。
Are heavy.
然后眼睛呢蒙蔽了，看不见了。
Their eyes are closed. They cannot see.
哇，心、耳、眼都蒙住了。
Because the heart, the eyes, and the ears are all covered.
这很恐怖哦。
This is very frightful.
你可以每个礼拜来聚会。
You can come to church every week.
有些信徒是不会缺席的。
There are people who come here every week.
一定会来的。
They will come for sure.
有聚会的。
Because their service.
但是可以聚会几十年了，完全没有改变。
They come here for decades and yet they have no change.
可以，个性完全没有改变。
This is a possibility that their personality or character does not change.
可以听完道之后就跟信徒吵架，各位弟兄姐妹吵架。
It is possible for them to, right after listening to a sermon, to get into argument with brothers and sisters.
可以听很多爱心的道理。
They can listen to many sermons about love.
但是对人家很冷淡。
But they treat others very coldly.
听了很多要服侍神啊，做圣工的道理。
They can hear many sermons about serving God and doing sacred work.
但是嘴巴，只出嘴巴，手指都不动。
However, they only talk and they don't lift a finger.
被神的话一直在警告，犯罪啊，要悔改啊。
the word of God always alerts them that they need to change.
但是呢，听不进去。
However, they have not truly heard the word.
你有你讲，他有他继续做他的事。
You may talk, but they continue to do what they've been doing.
其实啊，这个已经就离开神很远。
This person is already very far from God.
所以原来这个听见生命之道，不是只是用耳朵听而已。
To listen to the word of God is not just to listen with our ears.
是我们的心是不是真的在听？
The matter is whether our hearts are truly listening or not.
有一个弟兄来跟传道分享他的见证。
A brother had shared his testimony with a preacher.
有一阵子啊，心中很烦躁。
There was a time when this person had many frustrations.
因为他生活当中很不顺利。
Because he had a very difficult life.
他很想要做一件事情，但是呢，一直遇到阻挡，都做不成。
He wants to do something, but he was always obstructed.
他心中非常的不满，非常的生气。
He felt very angry and very dissatisfied.
很生那个阻挡他的人的气。
He was very angry towards this person who always obstructed him.
哇，甚至有时候啊，生气得来啊，心中就起一些歪念。
When his wrath came about him, then he had some evil thoughts.
哎呀，如果有机会把他杀掉就好了。
For example, if I have the opportunity, I should just murder this person.
但是他知道这个不应该有的意念。
He knows that this is not a thought he should have.
但是他就有这种想法。
Yet he has these thoughts.
因为太生气了。
Because he's too angry.
有一天。
One day.
在网络上面突然间有一篇道理。
On the internet, there was a sermon.
题目是不要心怀不平。
The topic was do not be unpeaceful in your hearts.
哇，他听一看到这个道理，觉得很反感。
When he saw this topic, he felt very frustrated.
因为他自己心很不平。
Because he had no peace in his heart.
那这个道理说不要心怀不平。
But this sermon says do not lack peace in your hearts.
所以他很不想点进去听。
He really did not want to listen to the sermon.
突然讨厌这个题目。
He hated this topic.
因为有些题目会刺到我们的。
Because some topics will prick us.
有时候你越不想听的题目，你就越需要听。
We should listen even more so to those topics that we don't want to listen to.
所以他就想跳过去，我不想听这个题目。
He wanted to skip over this topic.
但是圣灵在责备他，提醒他。
The Holy Spirit was rebuking him and reminding him.
你就是需要去听这个题目。
You need to listen to this topic.
哎呀，就怎么样？好了，就按下去。
So he pressed the button.
哎呀，想说讲来讲去都是这些，不要心怀不平，怎么可能做到不要心怀不平？你被人家欺负的时候，怎么可能心怀不平？不心怀不平。
He thought to himself, "Oh, the message is always the same. How could I be bullied by someone and still be expected to have peace in my heart?"
但是他听了五分钟之后
，After 5 minutes of listening,
哇，一直被神的话感动。
He was moved by the word of God.
圣经的话感动了他。
The word of the Bible moved him.
真的，怎么可以用自己的血气去做一些的反应呢？
How can I use my own emotions to react?
怎么用恨来解决问题？
How can I use hate to solve a problem?
神的时候还没到，我急什么？
If the time of God has not yet come, then why am I so anxious?
如果神让那个人来阻挡我，我能说什么？
If God allows this person to obstruct me, then what do I have to say?
如果这件事情神不祝福，不容许，
If God is not willing to bless me in this matter,
那我在这边烦什么？
Then why should I be so frustrated?
哇，原来圣经的话真的是有生命。
The word of the Bible truly has life.
本来他心中很不平。
In the beginning, he had no peace in his heart.
听了神的话之后。
But after listening to the word of God.
神的话透过讲道告诉他不要心怀不平。
The word of God through the sermon told him that he should not lack peace in his heart.
他悔改了，说神啊赦免我。
He repented and asked God to forgive him.
我太多心怀不平了。
Because I have too much, I lack too much peace in my heart.
对外面的人不平。
I do not have peace towards those who are outside.
有时候对家里的人心里也不平。
I also do not have peace towards those in my family.
有时候对教会的人也心怀不平。
I also do not have peace towards those in my church.
其实是我自己的问题。
The problem lies with me.
啊，他悔改了。
He repented.
一悔改，神的力量就来。
Once he repented, the power of God came.
因为神的话是生命。
Because the word of God is life.
哇，他说悔改之后心就平安了，平静下来。
When he repented, he had peace in his heart.
他看到自己的弱点。
He could see his weakness.
他求神原谅他。
He asked God to forgive him.
他说神的话太奇妙。
He said God's word is too amazing.
真的是生命之道。
It is truly the word of life.
今天你有真的听见这个生命之道吗？
Today, have you truly listened to the word of life?
好，我们来看以赛亚书第五十章。
Let us read Isaiah chapter 50.
以赛亚五十章的第四节。
Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4.
以赛亚书五十章的第四节。
Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4.
你去读。
Let's read it together.
大声读，一二三。 主耶和华提示我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎么样用言语辅助疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受造者一样。第五节，主耶和华开通我的耳朵，我并没有违背，也没有退后。生命之道很宝贵。
The word of life is precious.
但是你的耳朵接收好了吗？
But has your ears accepted them?
有时候我们的舌头啊，我们喜欢讲话，不喜欢听话。
Sometimes our tongue likes to speak, but we do not like to listen.
但是因为没有听好。
Because we have not listened well.
没有听神的话。
We have not listened to the word of God.
我们的舌头就好像脱缰的野马一样。
Our tongue is like an unrestrained horse, wild horse.
到处跑。
It runs everywhere.
喜欢讲就讲。
It likes to speak whatever it wants to talk about.
我们的舌头到处伤害别人。
And our tongue will hurt others.
有时候我们的舌头伤害最亲爱的人。
Sometimes our tongue hurts those which are closest to us.
自己亲手毁了自己的家庭。
We will
destroy our own family.
We'll destroy our own families.
我们亲手毁了自己的幸福。
And we have destroyed our own blessings.
我们的舌头亲手毁了我们跟朋友的关系。
And it will have destroyed the relationship between our friends and us.
因为我们这个舌头没有受教啊。
Because our tongue is not instructed.
喜欢讲就讲。
It speaks whatever it wants to say.
结果呢，没有办法扶助疲乏的人。
So it cannot sustain those who are weary.
反而是我们的舌头会让人家感觉很疲乏。
In fact, it's our tongue that will cause others to feel very weary.
人就好好的，这个听了你讲话之后就，哎呀，我就整个人都下气了。
A person might feel fine, but once they hear you speak, they will go down.
所以先知知道啊，真的，我要跟别人讲话之前，我要先学。
So the prophet knows that before I speak to another person, I must first be instructed.
我这个舌头要被神所用，要造就人，要帮助人，给人家生命。
My tongue must be used by God to give others life.
但是呢，我的耳朵要打开。
The first thing is my ears need to be open.
要提醒，每早晨提醒我。
So that every morning I am reminded.
早晨哦，最好是早晨。
In the morning.
我最近听了一个执事的领会的分享。
There was a deacon who shared to me.
哇，他讲到很有造就。他虽然不是传道人，但是他对教育啊、辅导啊、宗教教育啊非常有心得。
Although he's not a preacher, he had many gifts in terms of pastoring and speaking.
他是退休的老师。
He is a retired teacher.
他讲到题目也很吸引，内容也很吸引。
He had very detailed topics that he spoke about.
哇，他也是很有辅导的这种心得。
He also had the ability to counsel.
他说他每天早上五点半就起床。
He said every morning I get up at 5:30.
一定要读半个钟头圣经。
To read the Bible for half an hour.
祷告半个钟头。
To pray for half an hour.
六点半才出门。
I got out the door at 6:30.
因为他七点钟要到学校。
Because I must be at the school at 7 o'clock.
如果不提早起来，没有时间灵修啊。
If I do not get up early, then I have no time to cultivate my spirituality.
晚上就累了，就忙了。
In the evening, I am tired and I'm busy.
所以每早晨。
Every morning.
把握时间听神的话。
We take the time to listen to the word of God.
读圣经。
To read the Bible.
结果让他得到很大的造就，他就可以帮助别人。
That is how he was edified and able to help others.
所以我们今天有没有每早晨提醒我这个耳朵？
Do we do this? Do we remind our ears every day?
使我能听啊。
So that we can waken our ears to listen.
像受教者一样。
Like one who is being taught.
主啊，每天打开圣经，你教我。我做哪里做的不好，你教我。
Lord, may you teach me in the ways that I do not know and where I have not done well.
开通我的耳朵。
Open my ears.
有时候不单只神透过圣经跟你讲话。
God may not just speak to you through the words of the Bible.
有时候你透过你的家人跟你讲话。
Sometimes he speaks to you through your family members.
有时候透过弟兄姐妹跟你讲。
Sometimes through the brothers and sisters.
有时候神透过你讨厌的人跟你讲话。
Sometimes through those whom you hate.
神随时可能都跟你讲话。
So he can speak to you anytime.
你有没有打开？
Have you opened your ears?
你耳朵打开了。
When your ears are open,
你就可以听到这个生命之道。
Then you can listen to these words of life.
愿主帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.